and this is Talking Pictures, our weekly review of movies and film. I'm Hollis Monroe, and joining us in studio this morning is our resident film guru, Professor Film Encyclopedia Brown.
Hello out there. Hope you've had your Pop-Tarts this morning.
And joining us from presumably sunny Florida, our film guru emeritus, Mr. Denny Lynch.
Sunny, it's supposed to be 97 here today.
Oh, my word. Okay. Broiling, Mr. Okay. Denny Lynch. Film, start us off with one that this film has really generated some controversy, and it has divided critics. Unfrosted.
Unfrosted, yes. This is Jerry Seinfeld's debut directorial output here. He wrote it along with Spike Feinstein, Andy Robin, and Barry Marder. Unfrosted is an over-the-top farce on many different levels and points its fingers into many different historical phenomenon and also generic elements as well. This is a very fast-paced film, lightning-paced as far as gags being thrown at you, and it's really kind of some hit, some miss. But overall, I enjoyed the film. What we have here is a race to create the fruit-filled pie dough, breakfast item, a battle between Kellogg's and Post. And it's really a nice parody of, Seinfeld said that he based the structure of this film on The Right Stuff, which kind of fits here because it's very much of a race to the Pop-Tart scenario here.
Instead of the space race.
Race, exactly. And as a matter of fact, one of the characters, Melissa McCarthy, starts off working for NASA at the beginning, and Seinfeld, Bob Cabana, the character he plays, has to woo her away from working at NASA, and her invention of Tang is referenced there. And they say, well, you think we're really going to go to the moon? Nah. So come work with me to create this great, delicacy, if you will. The film itself, I think, really works on many different levels. It references things like the Cuban Missile Crisis, boycotts on sugar as well. It really works with the Manhattan Project as well. Very funny sequence with that. Likewise, the striking mascots kind of plan out something that's very similar to January 6th situation that occurred sometime in our historical past. And likewise, organized crime is referenced as well through the milkmen, or sort of like gangsters, who are very much against this Pop-Tart creation because you don't need milk for it. So Peter Dinklage plays the head of the sort of underworld milkman world. I thought the film worked really well. It's really silly. It really paints everything with a very broad brushstrokes. So it's a farcical. It reminds me in some ways less focused, but reminds me of how Mel Brooks at times will take on a product and really kind of send it over the top in a lampoonish way. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I think it works more than it fails in this case. There's some very funny bits in here. There's a funeral sequence that had me rolling in the aisles, if you will. It's very funny where the mascots are doing their homage to the deceased in very strange ways, pouring cereal into the grave, cutting bananas into it. I mean, it's just like, whoa, he's really pulling out all the stops on this. I thought that the hybrid structure of the film works nicely as well, kind of pastiching all of these things together, sewing them, and at times not worrying if it is silly or not. It's silly. And at times you're going to go, ah, like that. But some of those, ah, think back on them, funny. I was explaining the plot to my wife, and then we were laughing just in explaining how the stupid thing works. I admire that Seinfeld has taken on something like this. When I heard they were going to make a film about Pop-Tarts, had me wondering, you know, it's out of the Barbie world, right? Like, oh, are they going to make a toy type of thing? How are they going to make that? And they work in other toys. Silly Putty is mentioned in here and really plays an important part in the the branding of Pop-Tarts. I recommend the film. I think it works well. There's some great cast in here. Seinfeld plays Seinfeld. I mean, that's really what he's good at. Likewise, Christian Slater, Jim Gaffigan is great as Edsel Kellogg III. Hugh Grant is great as Thurl Ravenscroft. Great,
yeah.
Right? Tony the Tiger. Amy Schumer is very good as Marjorie Post. And Melissa McCarthy as Donna Stankowski. very nice as well. Likewise, we have an homage to the space program further, and then we have the Thomas Lennon playing Harold von Braun Hutt instead of, and I thought that was very funny. And I think that I recommend the film.
All right. Thank you much. Denny, you have something of a reworking of it. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a cute idea, I thought. It was done in by a lot of uneven comedy. It wanted to be Airplane, but it only rarely makes the comedy work for me. Some of the cast works very hard, and I like the cast a lot. But it's too often done in by a feeling of, oh my, aren't we clever and witty? I reacted the same way to the Seinfeld series. I saw a few episodes and went, this is supposed to be funny. One bit, there's a mention of Mar-a-Lago toward the end of the film, so I did a little research.
Oh, yes.
And the character played by Amy Schumer, Marjorie Merriweather Post, built Mar-a-Lago between 1924 and 27. At the time of the events in this film in 1962, she was about 75 years old and was at one point considered the richest woman in America, coming from the post-serial family.
Yeah, I agree with you in the hit and miss aspect of it. It does try hard, sometimes tries too hard, but I'm going to give it some kudos in regards to being a first-time directorial output and not being afraid to be stupid. I admire that.
Yeah, take the risk.
I think Mad Magazine would have a hard time making a satire out of this one.
Maybe.
I think Mad Magazine would have a hard time existing today in this political climate.
Oh, no kidding.
Denny. It still does, in fact, but every issue is almost entirely reprint.
You know? Well, those were great. Denny, you've seen The Fall Guy.
Yes, Ryan Gosling plays a stuntman who formerly doubled a star named Tom Ryder, played by Aaron Taylor Johnson. He has an accident on a film earlier, and Gosling is in retirement when the movie is opening. He's called back out of retirement because Ryder has disappeared during a shoot on a film in Australia. So Gosling goes to Sydney to meet with the film's director, played by Emily Blunt, who was his former girlfriend before his accident. The film is about the hunt for the missing Tom while also shooting many of the stunts for the film. And these stunts are the core of the story. We see the crew setting up the rigging, the safety gear, the pyrotechnics, and the filming of some very impressive work. Car rollovers, boat chases, gunfire, fisticuffs, martial arts, crashing through walls and windows, falls from a variety of heights, and explosions are all produced by a large crew of trained experts in a variety of jobs that make these events seem believable. There's even a brief discussion of the neglect the Motion Picture Academy has given to these professionals. It's timely, though, because next year, at the Academy Awards for the first time, they're going to give an Oscar for stunt work.
Finally.
Hannah Waddington also stars as the producer of the film, and there's a couple of nice cameos, but I won't spoil them for you. At 2 hours and 6 minutes, it may be a bit long and overstuffed, but any opportunity to watch Emily Blunt for that long works for me. I'd give it 3 out of 4 stars. And the director, David Leitch, also directed Bullet Train and the first two Deadpool films. So he's good at putting this stuff together.
My.
And finally, I want to mention one more silly thing. I have a goal of seeing every film ever nominated for an Academy Award, and I discovered that in the short animation category, there's about 66 films I needed to see. Well, roughly 60 of them are available for free on YouTube, and I'm almost done working my way through the list. They don't have any of the George Pal puppetoons. And one of the films from 1945 exists only as the audio track. The images have been lost. So soon I'll start looking there for documentary features and shorts and live action shorts. This is going to take more than a year, I think.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too. Well, good luck with that. Folks, tell us what you're watching. Tell us what you're giving thumbs up or thumbs down. Our email address is talkingpics@kcck.org.